Radio Bucky, a community project by Bucky, for Bucky.
You are listening to Radio Bucky, and this is Chairman Nick out and about in Cullen. And more specifically, I am down at the harbour, and I am joined by the chairman of the newly opened Cullen Sea School, Ashley Mowat. Hello, Ashley.
Hi, Nick.
First thing to ask you, Ashley, is where has the idea for the Sea School come from?
It was one of the first ideas brought up when the three communities of Fanachty, Portnochy and Cullen got together, really looking at ways where volunteers could add something to the local economy and help to breathe new life into the three historic harbours. We did think that there was a need for something like a sea school along the Murray Firth, and Cullen Bay with its protected waters and Cullen Harbour with its empty basin looked like an ideal situation to develop something that would be a hub for all shallow draft games or sports like canoeing, sea kayaking, coastal rowing, paddle sports. And if we had a proper facility, we thought we could also introduce small boat building and help to preserve a fast disappearing skill. So that's how it started. And the first task, of course, was to find a suitable premises and a yard. And the building we're in now was a derelict building that I remember as a boy housing seven boat stores. They hadn't been in use for at least 15 years. Murray Council had acquired them and they were surplus to requirement. So we had to get an asset transfer. That's taken quite a long time. In reality, of course, it wasn't an asset, it was a liability. But it gave us the opportunity to start raising funds from the various sources of funding. And that took probably another 2 years. And we've ended up with I think a first class facility, thanks to our project team, Tom Duff, Penny Neal, and John Mackay, and the local builder from Banff, John Walker's team. And they've produced this building with a yard with a very good finish. And we think it's ideal for the purposes we want to use it.
And when you say we, who all has been involved in actually taking the project forward, other than the people who actually have done the building?
The nucleus is something called the Three Harbours Association, which is comprised of a group of volunteers and enthusiasts from Fanachty, Portnochy and Cullen. Most of them have some sort of sea background, whether it's sailing, whether it's been in the Merchant Navy or been fishermen. There are also businessmen in it. So they're the Three Harbours Association. And we thought that one of the first things the Three Harbours Association had to do was to try and get charitable status. And so that was achieved. And we've now got our Oscar recognition and have now to fulfil all the rules and regulations of a charity. But that was quite important from the point of view of fundraising, because there's no doubt that this helped us. If we hadn't had the cooperation from Murray Council from the start, we wouldn't have had the building. And if we hadn't had fantastic help from Renee Milburn and Kathleen Uchert in the Economic Development Unit, we would not have achieved our funding. So they're all very crucial elements to where we are now.
And how complex a process has it been?
It's been time-consuming rather than complex. I was used to writing grant applications in my previous life, and I thought my days of that were finished. But writing a grant application with learning new terminology and new buzz phrases was quite a challenge. The first application to the Coastal Communities Fund, I think we eventually sent it off after draft 14.
Oh, jeez.
Malcolm Watt and I sat at our dining room table and we were determined we would get the wording right and get it short. And then we had to send all the evidence with the application, you know, the business plan, and which was, again, a new experience for me. In my previous life, everybody else wrote business plans. I knew the price of nothing.
Okay.
And we had great help from Craig Robertson and Business Gateway. So all of these things took a long time.
But you were successful, and you've got a great building here. So what sort of facilities have you ended up with?
Well, on the ground floor, first of all, we've got the yard outside, which is protected from the sea, and hopefully sufficiently so, for northeast gales, which are always our worry here. And then on the ground floor, we've got the main big room in the building, which is where all the instruction will go on and where the small boat building will go on. An important part of that is our link with the schools. And we're applying for something called dual SQA accreditation with senior staff at Buckey High School. And that will take many months to achieve. It's not easy and it's costly, but it's a very important part, of the development. That, all of that will happen downstairs.
Okay.
The electrics and so on are all coming down from the roof, so that in the event of a major storm and we do get water coming in, there shouldn't be any major damage, hopefully.
Well, if you're going to get flooded, probably the best place to be is a sea school.
So. Well, that's right. Well, I've lots of life jackets. And then we had to install...
What do you have upstairs then?
Well, we had to install a lift for the disabled. And we've got showers, including disabled shower and toilet. We've got showers for males and females and the toilet facilities. They're in the central part of the upstairs, and at either end, at the west end of the building upstairs, we've got a small kitchen area and meeting room, which will be for the use of anybody who wants to use it in the community. At the other end is the office, where the coordinator will ply her trade, and obviously a very important part of the development of the next phase of the Sea School.
So who's your target audience with the school?
Well, with the school, it's going to be initially the older pupils, 4th, 5th and 6th year. At the present moment, they have, according to the regulations, a week's work experience. And with the new curriculum, there's a trial ongoing, which includes Buckey High, where the pupils will be offered one day a week, to have work experience with various firms around the northeast. And the Cullen Sea School has bought into that. So those who wish to have an organised course in woodwork with a small boat at the end of it will have a major opportunity to do that. And we hope that by doing that, we'll encourage the youngsters to get involved in something they've built. For example, a St. Ale's skiff, take part in the coastal rowing. And we have our first kit installed downstairs. We've raised money for the first kit, so it's lying there waiting to get started.
And can other people come apart from those who are doing these courses?
It's open to everyone. This is a facility. We're very keen that it's recognised this is a facility, and not just for the three communities of Finnechty, Portnochy and Cullen, but critically also for visitors to this part of the world, because potential contribution to tourism will be enormous. We're going to have canoes and kayaks, paddle boards, and all things that will be there for hire, and that of course will contribute to the local economy, hopefully keep a few people on jobs, stop some of the shops from closing and the hotels from shutting down. And we're very fortunate in Cullen. We've got hostel accommodation, we've got a private facility just right next door to the building, and there's also the facility in the old school, the community centre. I think there are 36 beds there. So we've got the potential for expanding on people who want to come. So that'd be schools, groups such as Boys Brigade, Girl Guides, companies, schools from overseas. There's a German school comes regularly to Callan, and you know, that would be an opportunity to expand on that.
And how can people find out about what's going on here?
Well, we're going to have a website, which is in the process of being developed by one of our colleagues in Portnoy. And we're going to have a presence on Facebook. I think we already have through the members. I think that'll be the principal way. And we're hoping later on, in the spring, when we're really organised, to attract one of the television companies to come and see what we're doing, because we want this to be advertised out with our community once we've got our show going, and that's going to be a big challenge.
So you've been there from the start, from the whole seed of the idea, and you've seen it through to now the stage of opening. What's your hopes and dreams for the future for the place?
Well, we hope that this will be a recognised hub for everything shallow draft, and be a place where the youngsters, the middle-aged, and those nearing the twilight of their years can come and join in. It's terribly important we've got volunteers, because we still have, for example, retired fishermen who can teach us all a lot about the use of ropes and tying knots. We've got retired master mariners who will add a different part to the possible curriculum. And during the winter months, we hope to, when obviously people can't get in the water, we'll have the boat building going on. But we also hope to have the equivalent of evening classes for all things related to the sea. So, from simple things like resuscitation, so that might actually attract different groups to come, but terribly important if young and older people are going to go in the water. We'll have to identify trainers who will have to get the appropriate certificates, and all of these things will have to happen during the downtime, during the winter. So we've a lot of work to do, and it's desperately important we add to the large number of volunteers that have already identified themselves. And our coordinator, Michelle Slater, has got a very impressive list now of individuals. They don't have to have any particular skills. We really want people who are enthusiastic and see the opportunity.
Well, it's clear that you're enthusiastic, and I have to say that you ought to be congratulated with what you've achieved so far. And I certainly wish you all the very best in the weeks, months and years ahead. And I really enjoyed my tour around, and I'm very impressed with what you've got. So thank you very much, Ashley. And this is Nick signing off from Cullen, and now handing you back to the studio.